BBC News with Julie Kendler. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping has described the coronavirus outbreak as the country's largest public health emergency since the communists took power more than 70 years ago. Nearly 2,500 people have died of the illness in China. Tens of millions have been quarantined. In South Korea, President Moon Jae-in says the next few days will be crucial to stem an upsurge in coronavirus cases. More than 600 people have been infected there. And emergency measures are in place in much of northern Italy after the number of coronavirus cases there jumped from a handful to more than 150 in 2 days. Masked police are enforcing a strict quarantine in several towns in the Lombardy and Veneto regions. Several thousand people have been protesting in the Hungarian capital Budapest against the government's refusal to pay compensation to Roma children who faced segregation at school. The Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, has suggested he'll ignore a court ruling awarding the families more than $300,000 in total. Palestinians in Gaza have expressed outrage at the way an Israeli army bulldozer picked up the body of a man killed by Israeli forces near the boundary fence. A video shows the vehicle crushing the body as it attempted to lift it. A grenade attack at a rally in Ethiopia in support of the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his party has wounded nearly 30 people. Police in the town of Ambo in the Oromia region said all of the injuries were minor. Exit polls from the regional election in the German city-state of Hamburg suggest that Chancellor Angela Merkel's party has suffered its worst ever result there. The Christian Democrats secured 11% of the vote. In contrast, the Greens made big gains, more than doubling their vote share to just over a quarter of the votes. BBC News.